Oh, yeah, it's time to funkify your life once more on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dan Phillips, in with you for another hour of funky stuff from New Orleans and around the Gulf Coast region, and maybe some artists influenced by the music, too. We'll see. But we're going to start off today with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band from their 1999 CD, Buck Jump is the name of it. And the name of this cut is Unclean Waters.
We'll be right back. blessed tone.
Mr. John Boutte, from his CD that came out in 2008. The name of that thing was Good Neighbor. Y'all might, if you were fans of the show Tremé on HBO, you might recognize that song. They redid it for the show and made it the theme song of the show. But this was the prototype, originally titled Broke Down the Door, the Tremé song, from John Boutte, right here on Funkify Your Life on KRVS. We've got a set of stuff right now that was produced and arranged by the great Wardell Kazerg when he was working at Malico Studios up in Jackson, Mississippi in the between 1970 and 73. And we're going to play a few songs that he produced and arranged up into actually showing the rhythm section up there exactly what to play. But they did a great job on all of it. Going to start off with King Floyd, probably his biggest hit maker. And this came out on King Floyd's album Think About It back in 1973. It's Not What You Say.
Mercy, baby.
right. What can I do when my thrill is gone? That is Clarence Lewis Jr., who recorded for many years under the name of C.L. Blast. He recorded for a number of different labels around the country. He was originally, I think, from Birmingham, Alabama. And he got involved with Wardell Kazerg and recorded about 3 singles, I think, for him on various labels. This one came out on the United label in 1970. And before that, we heard another production by Wardell Kazerg, Denise Keeble, doing a song called Love School on the BFW label from 1971, also recorded in Malico at Malico Studios in Jackson, Mississippi. All those tracks we heard in that last set were recorded at Malico in Jackson in the early 70s when Wardell Kazerg was working up there. Denise Keeble from New Orleans, along with King Floyd, who started off the set. And you're hearing it here on Funkify Your Life on KRVS. I'm Dan, and we're going to play more music for you. Coming up with Bobby Marchand, we're going to play a set of dance songs, mostly from the 60s. And Bobby Marchand spent a lot of time in New Orleans on the club circuit and performing in the band Huey Smith and the Clowns. And this is something he did later on in the mid-60s for the Cameo label. It was recorded in Nashville. And the name of the cut is Shake Your Tambourine.
You can't be too slow. And when you get that good, good feeling, say, ow! Make you feel like you wanna go, go, go. Now get ready.
Twist, ask my little sis. You got to use some soul. That's a good time roll. Just like rain, just like rain, we stop off in Georgia. They were standing in line. Everybody was waiting to do the monkey time. You got to use some soul, let the good time roll. Just like rain, stopped off in Louisiana. Oh, they were doing the Popeye. The crowd got happy, started doing the fly. You got to use some soul, let the good time roll. Just like rain. Just like rain. When we got to a Texas, oh, there was a free for all. A great big scuffle to do the Harlem Shuffle. You got to use some soul, let the good time roll. Just like rain. I said you get your ticket in New Orleans. Oh, sometime in Mobile, Alabama. My stop off in Atlanta, Georgia. I said Louisville, Kentucky, Baltimore, Maryland. We'll be right back.
All right, Charlie Simmons and the Royal Imperials from about 1968 or so, recorded in New Orleans on a very small label called PJ. And that was a song called Do the Sissy, one of the first songs in New Orleans to get in on the underground sissy dance craze that was going on at the time down in New Orleans and around the country. And that track had Ward Elkazarek's involvement too, as a matter of fact. And Charlie Simmons, also known as Charles Simmons, went on to record a whole bunch of material in New Orleans over the next decade or so. That was his first, though. Before that, we heard Curly Moore from the Hotline label in 1965 doing the classic Soul Train, written by Earl King. And you're hearing it here on KRVS. Funkify Your Life is the name of the show, and I hope you are funkifying your life along with us today. And if you enjoy the show, be sure to support KRVS if you don't already, because we are listener-supported public radio for Acadiana all the way over to Lake Charles. And it's very easy to do. If you're not already a member and supporter of the station, you can go to the KRVS website at krvs.org and just click the support button in the upper right. Follow a few simple steps and you will be helping us out too. And we really appreciate everyone who supports KRVS and makes this music and the fine programming, all the NPR programming possible every day of the week, 365. We're going to hear now from someone from Lafayette originally, a great, great drummer. Doug Belote is his name, and he's been living over in New Orleans for many years, and he travels all around the country playing with all sorts of big acts, playing all sorts of different kinds of music, from sort of bluegrass to jam band to jazz. And this is from his self-produced CD that came out in 2012 called Magazine Street, produced by another local guy, Shane Terrio. And the name of this cut is Take Five. You might recognize the tune, classic jazz tune. Listen to Doug funk this thing up.
Thank you.
Tell Us the Truth. That's Marilyn Barberin on the vocals with the New Orleans Rhythm Conspiracy from their 2007 CD called Dancing Ground. Marilyn Barberin made a number of fairly obscure singles back in the late 60s and early 70s. And still going strong. That was her husband on the drums, Wilbert Junkyard Dog Arnold, who passed away shortly after this CD came out. Sad to say, Jack Cruz on the bass and George Sarlin on the guitar. A hot group. Dancing Ground, the name of that CD. And we heard Doug Belote tearing it up before that, doing his take on Take 5 right here on Funkify Your Life. My name's Dan. I'll be in with you for another few minutes, bringing you sounds from New Orleans and around the Gulf Coast region and beyond sometimes too. And you can always catch this show on the podcast, which is available at the KVRS website under the programs. And playlist is available too there. And if you want more information on the artists and the songs I'm playing beyond just a playlist, you can go to my blog that's called Home of the Groove. You just put that in the search engine and you can find it. And I've got annotated playlists for these things telling you more information about these artists and songs. We're going to hear right now from a departed New Orleans trumpeter. He passed away recently. Porgy Jones, who recorded just a few singles in his own name. And he played behind a whole bunch of people in New Orleans and around the country over the years. And Porgy put out this record on the Great Southern label that was owned by John Berthelot. And John wrote and arranged this song, too. It's called Dap, Part 1. Porgy Jones.
Do you like to boogie? on by.
Heard them before? The Neville Brothers, from their very first LP, came out in 1978 on the Capitol label, and it was just called The Neville Brothers, and the name of that tune was All Nights All Right. And you're hearing it here on Funkify Your Life on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. My name's Dan, and I'll be with you just a few more minutes. Gonna wrap it up. And just want to say that this next artist I'm playing, in another lifetime, I was a DJ at another station in another city. And I used to do a similar show, and I used to play some Irma Thomas every week on my show because I like her so much, and she has so much to offer. And I do a shorter format here, and so I don't have time to play her every week, but I'm going to be playing her a lot. And I'm going to be playing a track off of her 1988 album Unrounder called The Way I Feel. The song was written by Alan Toussaint. Sort of sums up what this show is all about, and coming to you every week, playing you these sounds from the past, vintage stuff, contemporary stuff, but a lot of the old records. Y'all have a great weekend, and gonna catch you on the flip side. And listen to The Flip Side, by the way, with Andre. He does a great show too. Take care, y'all.
It is. It's so nice riding slowly through the park, slightly after dark, and thinking about you. You, 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 you.
She's heavy.
Jamaican guitarist sing musical visions. James Brown impersonator. Fela Kuti himself. Join me, Georges Collinet, for this and more on this week's edition of Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
Comics avec Val. C'est tous les jeudis à 9h sur KRVS.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Your source for NPR news, great local programming, and music from around the world. Download and listen live to your favorite programs. It's all at krvs.org.